Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Cut your rain before I get strangled by Radio Pulpit family. Hey, why Mr. S. Kenning, I'm faggy. Here he is. Guess who's back again, Mr. S. K. Good afternoon.
Luko, upilil.
Ndiyaphila khonto njani?
Ngikhona ngidala ngikubona.
Ah, it's been a long time.
And I missed also the listeners of Radio Pulpit. Remember last week I was not here. It feels like ages. Yeah.
Last week you were here, but
I
early.
Was.
But yeah,
early.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure.
Feels like forever.
Yeah, it feels forever.
Feels like forever. Yeah. Welcome back, Mr.
Thank you
SK.
So much.
Whoo, man,
and how did you travel to the Eastern Cape?
It was tiring. Look, when we got back, my kids really got sick. And and when my mom called, I said, I understand exactly why.
Yes.
The journey was just too long. And their little bodies, you know. But traveled really well.
Yeah.
Can't complain.
Yeah.
How have you been? You've also been traveling.
Yeah, I've been on the road. Even when I live
even
here.
Now,
when
you're
I
traveling.
Live here, I'm traveling to Polokwane. So I'm forever on the road, Luke. But what then can we say?
Busy man.
Work must move.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So what are we talking about today? Let's get right into it. Law, law, law. I think that's the first part. We're talking the law.
Today was as well, the listeners of the Legal Junction. I mean, we're starting 28 minutes late.
That's why I'm like, let's get right into it. Because
I think this, Luko, we must touch again next week, Thursday.
Okay.
This thing of shaming people on social media.
What does that even mean? What does it look like? And I'll tell you why I'm asking.
Yeah.
Just recently, something happened on Facebook where a guy I know, he's quite in the public eye, apparently had loaned money from someone. I don't say a friend. I guess a friend because she's not a bank.
Okay.
And this was in 2023. And this friend was meant, this person, this guy I'm talking about, was meant to appear on a TV program or whatever. And he said he'd pay her once he got his money from that TV program.
Okay.
And apparently he did get it at some point, never paid her. So now she's tired of it. It's 2025 and she's now taken him out on Facebook. It's quite a big thing.
Yeah, you see.
That's why I'm like, does that amount to shaming? What is shaming?
Yeah, naming and shaming, Luko. Yeah, someone online can lead to very bad legal consequences. And people are not aware. If I owe you money, there is legal remedies that which you must follow. You don't take me to Facebook. You don't take me to X. You don't take me to any social platform. You follow legal processes because you may end up being the one that loses. I owe you, let's say, 10,000, Luko. You take me to Facebook and I sue you for 50,000 for defamation. You see, I was owing you, but yet you are the one that is now going to pay me because you have named and shamed me on social media.
But what amounts to defamation then? Because one will say, no, I'm not defaming the person. They do owe me the money. That's the reality.
Yeah. You see, Luko, hence when we speak of about defamation, we look into two things. We look into the truth and the public interest of the matter.
Okay.
And one, let me just state one constitutional value. No one has a right, regardless of what I've done to you. You have got no right whatsoever to publish me on social media. Because we look also into POPI Act 4 of 2013, to understand. So there's various, and already we've got precedents, Luko, that which courts has decided over this particular matters to say it's a no-no that one must shame another on social media. Even if it's real that I'm owing you. There's lawyers, there's debt collectors that you can approach and give instructions. Then they can sue me. Do you understand?
Yes.
Other than to take me to Facebook and say, SK, I paid him, and so forth.
Then and then someone will ask you, will you get your money after you've taken me to Facebook?
Yeah, you'll end up being the one, Luko, that will suffer very bad consequences. And And let me just maybe state very few things or consequences that which one can suffer, Luko, when you shame one on social media. The first one is delictual damages. You may be sued for delictual damages and a quantum may be established against you to say,
The only quantum we know is the Toyota quantum.
It's a taxi.
So come closer to home. Come closer.
Oh, yeah.
We're not in court here.
We're on the legal junction here. Let's try legal lingo. Now, yeah, look, a quantum, I'm talking about an amount of money that is quantified as a claim. Yes, in law, it's a quantum.
It's a quantum.
Yeah, not quantum the taxi.
Today we've learned we know a quantum.
Yes. Mm. You see, so there can be delictual claims that can be ensued and you may suffer such delictual damages. Then the other one, you may be interdicted.
Okay.
Interdict is more like court instruction. It's more like a court order where now the court will have to inform you that you must refrain, you must stop defaming Luko, you must stop defaming SK on social media. It's a no-no, you don't do that.
It goes back to that incident you remember I told you about of a journalist from one of the SABC stations who said something about a particular Sisindosha on Facebook.
And
she said, we're going to serve her. She can't, say such things about me. True,
I normally say this, Luko, let's think before we act. Because our act may cause us very bad ramifications. Yeah, we may suffer very bad consequences because of we don't think thoroughly. Mm. We do things by emotions and forgetting that our law does not cater for emotions.
Sure, you're reminding me there's a lady who was owed money. Again, it's always about money on social media most of the time.
Yeah, it's always about money.
And apparently one of her clauses in her mashonisa is that she tells them, if you don't pay my money, I'm putting you out on Facebook, and you agree to that. You, like, when she gives you the money, you agree to it. It's her terms and conditions.
Okay.
And even worse, she says, I'll put your ID up. So she had posted this. Yes, she had posted it. And people are like, no, at least remove their ID number. Remove. She says, hey, this person agreed to this.
Yeah.
They agreed that if they didn't pay me my money, I would post them on social media.
You know, Luko, There's a lot of things, man. It's just that here on the legal junction we don't name people.
Yeah.
There is one. What do you call this? Rehabilitation centers.
Okay.
That is highly trending on social media.
Oh.
When they come to fetch you, maybe you've got problem with drugs. They'll be busy taking you a video, posting you on Facebook and so forth. It's trending on day-to-day basis.
Oh.
Then in my mind, I was like, you know, these people, I don't know if they ever sat down and considered the legal consequences that they may suffer by exposing those. We don't have a problem that those kids are having a problem with drugs and so forth.
I've seen one. It's like a boot camp where they, is it that one? Where the parent gives permission and the child is fed.
I don't want to mention the names.
I've seen.
Yeah, you see, look. And there's another one now. Lately, he assaulted these kids with the gesture of saying, I'm disciplining them, the owner of a rehabilitation center. Now he's appearing in court with charges of murder.
No.
You see. So
kids.
Kids.
Sure.
Kids. You see, so we need to, before we act, we need to apply our mind to think, to say, are we really applying things the legal way? Are we really doing things the way the law requires us to do them?
The sad thing in reality, Mr. SK, is these people who are claiming to discipline others in that sense, whatever the case may be, even if you're disciplining me by posting or whatever, they themselves are ill-disciplined because they're not doing things in an orderly manner.
They themselves are not disciplined. If we can hear the owner of that particular rehabilitation center, Magalanda, these kids, the insults
Sure.
You see?
I don't know this one. You must show me. I don't know
I will show you. Sure. I'll show you. Just remind me when we are off.
And I'm sure and I'm sure some people will applaud him as well.
Yeah.
Doing well.
Yeah, there's people that says, no, you are doing well. And it's doing well that he's taking drug addicts from the street and rehabilitate them.
But how the it's approach... Done.
The approach is very wrong.
It's funny that you look at everything, Mr. SK, and you think, what does the law say?
Yeah, you see, and we must bring real content here on the Legal Junction. Do you understand?
Yeah.
We mustn't bring hearsay here. We must bring evidential stuff to say, this is 1, 2, 3. Here is a clear example.
Yeah.
When we say this is what the law, the consequences you'll suffer in law, then we show the listeners real stuff, real evidence. Do you understand? So this is what we are here for every Thursday.
Taking into consideration, Mr. SK, the power, I don't know if I should call it the power of guardianship, but the power that parents have oftentimes over their children. But let's go back to this particular one. The parent has called in, let's say, this person from the rehabilitation center.
Yes.
And keeping in mind as well, like I said in the past, that the children belong to the state.
Yes.
But the parent then says, no, I'm fine. You can take a video of my child, you know.
Yeah.
But I just need you to help my child or do whatever.
Mm.
Is there action that can be taken against, let's say, if the child is not happy with that content?
Yeah, you can take legal actions.
But what can the child then do, because the mom has given consent to that?
Yeah, but remember what I understand there, Luko, the parents, they only give consent to rehabilitation of that particular child. But like I say, this old man will come while the child is sleeping at night, and
but
you, Luko, wake up. Then by that time, you are on video.
but Mr. SK, let's say, for argument's sake,
yes,
the parent has given consent to both the taking of the child and the child being videographed. Can the child, if uncomfortable, then say, no, I'm taking this up? Is there a channel the child can use as well? Because let's be realistic. It then means this child's rights has been violated by the parent as well.
Yes, that's clear violation, Luko, of human rights and the constitution of the country. It's a no-no when it comes to that.
Yeah,
you see, it's a no-no when it comes to that, because now that says those human rights that are enshrined in the constitution over this particular child as a human being in the country, then they are being just violated just like that.
So you're telling the children they must normalize approaching social workers?
Yes.
If they have a problem.
Exactly. Because you see, Luko, you check the key human rights in South Africa, equality and non-discrimination. And even the Bible says, do not let anyone undermine you
because you're young.
You see? Yeah. So you check all this human rights that are there, the human dignity. I mean, if you shame me, Luko, ngithatha video, you're saying, yeah, you've got problem with drugs, I'm taking you to a rehabilitation center. I mean, what is that? Is there no proper channel that could be followed, Luko?
Can you not just take me and take me there, Jay?
Yeah.
Why must you expose me?
There's one that was trending on social media. Bamlandile lapho, Luko. What are you exactly going to do to me at this rehabilitation
center? Is that what he asked?
Yeah. Are you going to inject me with something?
Uh-huh.
What are you going to do? Because go far and among boya la, I'll still do the same things.
That's sad, though. But let's just say maybe it was the drugs speaking at that point in time.
I hope so.
Woo! So then let's say, I'm sorry to disturb you, Mr. SK. I one day, because they always say each person has their day of trending.
Yeah.
I log in, there I am trending. What can I do?
If you are trending.
All of a sudden I'm trending.
You are exposed by someone else. Your name has
been shamed. Yes.
You must sue.
You must.
Yeah. You must sue. There's legal remedies.
But then also
that.
I come to you to sue. I'm thinking I'm about to be rich.
Yeah.
And then you say, well, no. Let's get them to apologize first.
Yeah. You see, Luko, One, those are actually, this is what happens. Remember I spoke about damage, delictual damages.
Yes.
And I also spoke about interdict. Mm-hmm. Then the third one, we'll now talk about apology and retraction.
Okay.
That person, most of the letters from the lawyers, they will
start with that one.
They will start with that one to say you need to apologize and retract the post from either Facebook and so forth. And there's cases, Luko, like I say, there's already cases that have been decided, precedents that has been set. You look in the case of August versus My Money. Mm-hmm. It's one of the decided cases recent.
Which My Money? Which My Money?
Which My Money? Is it our Musi?
Okay, time to be serious. Yes. Back to being serious. We must be clear.
Yeah, and now we look again in the case of Adams and Makoye. You see, there's just a lot. Else versus Facebook. There's just a lot of decided cases in as far as this aspect of defamation is concerned. Hence, Luko, I always say when we are here on the Legal Junction to say, it's said how we do not exercise our legal rights.
Yeah.
Hence, most of the people, they will say, no, the law favors the wrongdoers. The law is like rain. It rains for anyone.
Yeah.
To understand. When it rains
for
and it pours for anyone. It doesn't say, no, these are bad people.
Yeah.
We're segregating them from rain. You see. So is the love of God.
Come on.
Goes to everyone.
Lwanele bonke.
Same with the law. The law is for everyone. But the question is, how do you use the law to your own advantage? How does the law benefit you?
I like what you're saying, because it also then says to me, more than me using the law when I've been wronged, I need to make sure that I too don't violate the law.
Yes.
I also have that prerogative to make sure that I don't violate it.
Yeah. Remember the wheels of justice, we always
sharpen
say,
look, left and right.
Left and right. So there's no way that they can put one at a disadvantage and put one at an advantage.
That's true.
That is why the law is not what we think.
Okay.
It is.
As is.
Is what it is.
Come on.
You see. Inja.
Clear. Inja. Yeah. Inja lo ngeki
change. Ngeki change. You see, so that is why we are here every Thursdays to say law.
You need
law.
To respect the law.
Yes, because we are talking about something that one needs on day-to-day basis.
I also saw something or learned something. So let's say you then order this person to apologize. And they don't. Also, because I'm thinking, Mr. SK, they're going to retract.
Yeah.
But does it, for argument's sake, I really have wronged them in, like, for instance, I owe them. And they take out a statement. My image is tarnished, though, at the end of the day.
Then, you see, for that tarnish of image, this is what we're talking defamation.
So even after they've apologized and everything, I can still take a step further.
Yes. Yes.
Imagine not paying someone's money and still suing them.
It's entirely, Luko, based on the damage you have suffered.
Then I say to them, I'm still going to pay you after you've paid me the money I sued you.
Yeah, because you see, in short, Luko, defamation, it's an act where you are harming someone's reputation through false statements.
That's why I wanted you to then say, Mr. SK, what exactly is defamation? Because then when I owe you money, I owe you money.
Yes.
It's a true statement.
Yeah, and again, remember, defamation is a delict. Hence, I spoke about delictual damages that you can suffer.
Okay.
To understand. Meaning it's a civil wrong that can lead to legal actions and potential financial penalties for person who defamed the other.
But the thing is, like I'm saying, Mr. SK, it's not a false claim. I've just taken you on Facebook, but I'm not falsely claiming that you owe me, because you do actually owe me. How can it be defamation of character then?
Yeah, you see, they are truthful. It's a fact that I'm owing you money.
Yes.
But the manner in which, the composure that which you bring about when you're demanding the money, taking me to social media and so forth,
is defamatory.
That is naming and shaming.
Okay.
Which amounts to defamation. It's not in.
So even though it's not false,
it's still be real defamation. That I'm owing you.
Yes.
There is legal remedies. To understand that are there in law.
So by virtue of me not taking that route, then it becomes defamation.
Yes.
Okay.
Because you see, Luko, we normally say when we are on the legal junction that people sometimes choose to just become legal
lawbreakers.
To understand. Instead of you following the right channels, then you say, no, man, let me take shortcuts. Let me take this person to this TV show.
Yeah, because it's worked before. I've seen people who be exposed and then they quickly pay in the money.
Yeah.
And then the other one says, okay, guys, he's paid the money. It's fine.
Yeah.
Let's leave him.
You see, if there's one person that hates this, I see he's following us there on social media, on Facebook. If there's one person that is hating these TV shows, that is Richard.
Richard. So Richard, my friend, if they ever ever DVD me,
yeah, you know, you'll go like,
I'm passing Mr. SK, I'm going to Richard.
You will go like, Bri SK, you know, these people, are they aware of the legal consequences that they will serve? This channel.
You must ask Richard if he doesn't want me to trace those people for him, then he can make money through them.
Yeah, no, I hope Muslalel. Yeah, so you see, look, it's very wrong. I mean, you ambush me with cameras in front of my kids.
But that's what I always ask, Mr. SK. That's what I always ask Mina, myself, Wuti. After taking all these videos for your TV program, do you just wrap up your cameras and you leave and that's it? Because I know one particular program, and this one was, I don't want to, you will interpret it yourself in Xhosa.
Yeah.
You will know the show.
Yes.
But basically, people would go on the show to tell the truth to people. Could be
confessions
their partners,
of some sort.
Confessions, exactly.
Yeah.
It was that.
Okay.
And I remember a friend of mine who was one of the producers, you probably know him, Tumelo Matlala.
Yes.
He said one day to me, he told a story of this one in particular where they ambushed the guy.
Yes.
They took him to the van. And he says, when we got in there, he realized when he was inside and he said, our mistake was not taking his phone away from him. And immediately I'm like, how would you take somebody's phone away from him? He said, only to find out while we were busy, he was texting his friends. He says, the next thing we know, there were guns all over our van. Remember, we don't have guns. We don't have anything with us.
Yeah.
And he says they threatened us. They said, if you don't get Umchidaweto out of this car, there'll be trouble.
Same and
he
bullet.
Says, exactly.
Mm.
But a second one, incident, he says in this particular one, this guy hit his girlfriend who was about to confess or who had just confessed something. And he says, in order for us to win and finish the whole episode, we threatened him. We said to him, we have it on footage that you've just hit your girlfriend. We can get you arrested. And so the guy gave in and gave them the content. But my question and the reason why I'm telling you this is, don't they think that they could get into trouble with it? Because you haven't asked for my permission. You're just filming me. At what point do you then go and air it when I've told you clearly I don't want to be on camera?
Yeah. You see, let's look into these types of defamation, Luko.
Okay.
Slander. That is verbal defamation where false statements are being spoken.
Okay.
Then we look at libel. That is written defamation.
Libel.
Yes. Written defamation such as emails, social media posts, or articles. You see, those are the types of defamation that we have.
Yeah.
Then now we look into what is considered as defamation in South Africa. One, false accusations that damage a person's moral, political, or personal character. Two, statements that affect a person's occupation or career.
And remember, this one didn't say false. So
yeah,
I get
say
where
false.
You're coming from.
You get me?
Yes.
Then now we look at three, insults, vulgar language, and profanity that cause reputation harm. You see? Then the last one, statements that lead to financial embarrassment.
Okay. When you say financial embarrassment, are you talking about statements that could reflect me as though, for instance, I do not have money or whatever the case may be.
Yeah, or I'm a bad person. I don't pay people when I owe them. And
there it is.
Yeah, you see.
So I answered.
Yeah, it doesn't work like that, Luko. You don't. There is legal remedies that are there within our law. Do you understand?
Yep.
Then let's look also. We looked into delictual damage. We looked into interdict. We looked into apology and retraction. Then now let's check legal costs. Remember when we go to court and we take in legal actions against you, there will be costs that will be
incurred.
Yes.
Okay.
Then you, as the respondent into the matter, you may be the one that suffers costs.
And paying my costs as well.
Yes. You see. And again, there can be charges of crimen injuria in criminal law. You can suffer criminal charges where you can appear before court for crimen injuria.
Which is?
Crimen injuria is basically insults. Yeah, it's insults. So you insult me. You had those. What is defamation acceptable in the count? One of them is insults.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's just people whom you call.
I think this is why people are brave in their injustice, because they know you are not going to blurb my name out, because I will take you on legally.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is why. This is exactly why.
That's how big this channels, Luko. I normally say this, that it's like they select. They don't go to people that are sound.
So if I this is naughty, but if I write something that you have done to me, right, and I put it out clear, I insult or do whatever, but I don't write your name. But I give clues that will tell who you are.
Yeah, but you see there now, it will take the reader to prophesy to interpret. And you see.
For instance, let's say I say, like it's clear clues. There was this guy I know, right, on social media. They call him Ikrutman.
Okay.
That guy's messed up. So let's say I write a post.
Yeah.
And I say, for instance, Gubanye, he's a Groot man.
Yeah.
Groot man of the seat. Obviously, everybody already knows who that is.
Yeah,
so
but
you can't
see,
sue me, right?
No, you can't. It will be only those
that knows
that no, there is this person called Groot man.
And then people come and write his name.
Yeah.
I'm out of it, Moses. It's not.
You're out of it.
Okay, I mean,
but because you see, it must be a direct attack.
Okay.
Defamation should be direct.
Okay.
It must be directed to a certain person. You see, I'm defaming.
I hope
Luko.
People are listening to
Understand?
Me. Don't watch this, because they will know. They will know.
Yeah.
Okay.
You see, so those are the things that we people need to look into, Luko. Think before you post.
I always say, think before you ink.
Yeah.
Before you put that ink down, think of the ramifications.
Bangas Mosha Magam on social media, they must follow correct process.
Bangas Mosha. Are you guilty, Mr.
No, I'm just saying. Yes, I want Bangabalanga Luko for no apparent reason.
True.
Understand?
It's true.
So we conscientize in them that there's legal consequences that which they can suffer. And this is why every Thursday we are here on the Legal Junction. To make the listeners aware of the law.
It's like, actually, now that you're mentioning it, I'm thinking there's this girl, I think she's an influencer. She not only was she trending, she started trending because people made her now husband trend.
Okay.
They just recently got married. I think he just paid Lobola recently. And apparently Guy has been saying things about his wife. And people are now exposing that. And now he's cheating and all of that. People exposed that. They exposed him. But in essence, it reflected on the wife as well. So that's why I was like, ish, people are not careful, actually. Okay, let's go to this one. Is it safe to read it? Because you've scanned through it.
It's safe to read it. Let's read it.
Okay. Greetings, blessings, people, blessed people. Here's a topic. One of the crippling business in South Africa, There is a whole lot of payday loans that are locking up people to depend on them. And of course, we have about Mashonisa business. These two, they have taken the country and people get locked into depending on them. Let's get to this topic next time. We need to look at the angle. I think the angle is, I think Youth Success wants us to address the legality of Mashonisas.
Yes.
I think that's
yes.
what Youth Success
and I think also we look into what makes this Mashonisa business legal. What legalizes it and what illegalizes it.
Okay.
I think, thank you so much, Youth Success, for such a powerful...
Definitely.
This is National Credit Act.
You must note it down
Act.
On your
yeah,
notes,
this is
yes.
National Credit
yes.
Act. Yeah, I'm writing it down.
We did discuss National Credit Act recently, but not to this extent.
We'll look into it. And also, Luko, I think we can add the scam by these investments companies where they will call people and say you invest this much and this is how much you're going to get. People never get their money.
No, definitely.
They never.
Ooh, time. time. Yes, unfortunately, we've got to sign
out. And today's the last day of July.
Yes.
Month end.
Yes, it's month end.
It's month end. Hey.
Yep.
I think it's time that I move. I was still have 3 hours drive to Polokwane. And of course, from myself, the only lawyer of the radio. Other lawyers are in courts. The only lawyer of the radio is on radio. God bless you.
That's about it from us for this afternoon. Until next time, God bless you.
Share the love. Share the truth. Share the life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.